Deep down in all of us, there is a archetypal lineage that we belong to. If you've ever read the works of Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell's Monolith, the Hero of a Thousand Faces, they both touch upon the universal connection that we all have, and this points to us coming from one single source. But I'm not here to get into very spiritual things, but maybe I am. Maybe I am, and maybe I shall. But it points to a universal lineage, this symbolism, this archetypes, these images and symbols that point to our universal lineage. And in seeking such a thing, we are confronted, once we find such a thing existing within ourselves, of two paths that we are confronted with. Either we accept or we don't. And if we do accept, a whole new world opens up. If we don't accept, we remain where we are and probably do good where we are. Either path is good. The reason being for me is at the end of one's lifetime, one will find who they are. Either way, it just happens that maybe this dim sum will take a long time to steam. This dim sum takes a little shorter to steam. You know what I mean? Some teas take a long time to brew. Some teas can be drunk straight away. Have no name for my symbol. This symbol came to me early in my dreams, probably before I was 20 years old, maybe when I was 17, 18. I was dreaming up a logo for trying to brand myself as, my first rendition, the Vagabond Showman, before I build myself afterwards as Jin the Sojourner. Now I just build myself as Bad Boy. Bad Boy. What's up? So I needed a logo too for my branding purposes. And after many months of emulation, going on DeviantArt, looking at people's logos, going on Fiverr, talking to some Filipinos, some Indian dudes, like talking to some Irish peoples, man, helping me create some logos, I thought to myself, man, these mofos don't know shit. How can they possibly know the message in my heart that I need to unleash onto this world? How can they possibly know how to represent my message? And then I realized I wasn't asking them to represent my message, but I was asking them to try to imagefy, symbolize me. No one can do it but me. No one can do it but you, for yourself. That's your truth. Nobody out there can touch your truth. Nobody has the complete glimpse of your truth. It's impossible unless you can read people's minds. Even then, there's such things called lying. And you'll be so surprised. The inner workings of the human psyche when it starts lying. The chambers it builds, the mechanisms, the different directions, misdirections, all these things, these ploys that we don't even need to learn. It comes natural to us, in the in our psyche. This deviance, this malevolence is part of our human psyche, is part of our condition. And can you say that the human condition is based on suffering? I would say so. Either way, I dreamt of this symbol and it came to me in my dream. It comprises of three types of imageries. One is the yin yang symbol, with the white on the left and the black on the right, each side with a little small circle on the white side. There's a black circle and then there's a white circle on the black side, right? On the left of the symbol looks like a number 3. It also looks like the letter J, but it actually comes from the Chinese word meaning to understand. On the right hand side is a type of word that is very similar to a Chinese word meaning direction. But I've just taken out the first stroke of that word for direction in Chinese. Direction in Chinese also means a method. Fong fat. So in Chinese, I'm Cantonese. My family's from Hong Kong. I'm from Hong Kong. When you say direction, you say fong heng. Fong means direction. Fong heng means like the direction you're going to. Right? So it's not just a direction. There's a direction and there is a direction that you go to. Fong heng. That means direction that you go to. But Fong in Cantonese, in Chinese, also means method. So when you piece these two words together, it means to understand the method. And in the context of the Tai Chi symbol, the Yin Yang symbol, the story comes alive. But the word to understand, the first half of the symbol, doesn't just mean to understand, it also means, in Cantonese, the word to understand is liu, liu gai, to understand and comprehend, liu. But the word liu, understand, is just part of the meaning of that word. It also means to achieve. Liu da, to achieve to the utmost, supremely, supreme mastery. I saw a photo of me and my siblings a long time ago. I don't have any photos of my younger self. I burnt them all away. I destroyed them. Because the memories are just so painful, you know? But I remember seeing a photograph of me and my half-brother. We're standing side by side. He was 8 years old, I was 7 years old. My half-brother is much more handsomer than me, much more built. I was born with a frail body. I was born with a heart condition called ventricular septal defect, which means I was born with a hole in my heart. And as a kid, I was very malnourished because of my bodily condition. So I didn't grow as big and strong compared to my other siblings, you know, even though I'm one of the elder brothers, you know. So when I look at the photo of me and my half brother, he was expressing himself, the 8 year old him, very athletic. He was wearing like a basketball, like a basketball top, like a, you know. Do you guys call it like a jersey top or whatever? And he had trainers. He was, you know, like, rah, I just kicked someone in the nuts type of thing, you know? But on the side, next to him, it was me. I was standing there reading a book. I was standing there reading a book. And then when I looked at that photo, I thought to myself, wow, young Jin was already seeking and inquiring into secret things in life. He delved into books. He delved into people's thinking in order to see a new world or to try and experience a new world. His focus was not on the external, what a shame, but the internal, what a joy. I have been searching for a method to achieve my utmost, my personal truth. That's what shaped my life. I'm a flawed character. and I'm starting to begin to feel that I'm rotten on the inside. But even though so far the journey that I've chosen to take has led me here, I don't regret a thing because I have found my position in the perpetual shuffling of life and I have a reminder. You also have something like this inside of you. You may know it, you may not know it, but there it is. Your message to the world, your legacy. Every single one of us needs to spend time in quiescence, in search for excellence and our truth, and be honest with ourselves. This symbol has no name, but it speaks to me about my code of honor, my personal principles, and the truth, not my truth, but the truth, whatever that may be. And the truth takes a lifetime to comprehend. And I will continue trying to comprehend such truths. And I will continue to observe without emotion my own progression. And as I look upon my rune, I guess you would call it, yeah.